People always say, what am I supposed to do if I'm in the midst of or being tempted by sexual immorality? And the Bible has one simple, clear word. Flee. Run away. It's not the time to witness. It's not the time to engage. It's not the time to understand the other person. It is the time to run away. It is time to run. You ought to leave clothing behind like Joseph did when he was being seduced by Potiphar's wife. He ran. And even though she grabbed onto his coat, he ran. Even though he looked guilty in the process, he ran. Because the right answer to sexual immorality is not sticking around to see if you can beat this thing. You can't beat this thing. You run. You turn your eyes. You turn your gaze. You run away from that place. You get off of that website. You get off of that computer. You sell your computer if you need be. That sounds harsh. You cut off your hand. You gouge out your eye. You get rid of impurity. You do whatever it takes. Oh, the thought of ruining my wife's trust and my children's security for one moment of lustful pleasure. Don't even get close. Run away. Do not respond to your spouse if they say there's temptation with despising them. Because nobody's above this temptation. 1 Corinthians 7 says we shouldn't despise each other when there's temptation. We should come together when there's temptation. Do not think that that modesty is some legalism. Modesty is just the acknowledgement that our bodies have the power to intoxicate other people. And so we cover our bodies all the way. We don't show people part of our breasts. What do we? That's insanity. We cover ourselves up to walk in modesty so that there's a purity among the people of God. None of that's legalism. That's the fact that our Father wants to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. And because he wants to be worshiped in spirit and in truth, we run away from any sexual relationship that would not display Christ and the church. And we understand, if we're single, that we need to surround ourselves with people who will encourage us. We understand if we're married that we need to surround ourselves with people who encourage us. And we know that our spouse needs to be our ally in that fight. So I can't encourage you enough. The Bible clearly, he says here, that God's people are to be a people of sexual purity.